A lot has been coming to me this morning as I reflect on what took place with Living in the Light and From Stress to Peace over the last couple years, or few years since the book came out. And as many of you have noticed, I took a break from writing on the blog. I took a break from doing many events, from actively posting on social media and just sharing openly about my journey. So I had done that for a number of years, and it took a lot to continue to push through and share openly when the reception wasn't there. And for me, I didn't realize it at the time, or hadn't really connected those dots, but I had a deep fear of rejection, even deeper than rejection, really persecution, based on some ancient experiences of religious persecution. And we'll go into that more later about past lives and other things. But first, before I get there, I really have to come clean about why I was holding back. And I wasn't sharing openly about the spiritual experiences I was having, the things I was seeing in my mind's eye and with my physical eyes, the pulsations of energy that were moving through my body, not just through my spine, but through my entire body, the places I had been to that activated something in my soul so deeply, ancient memories that sounds came out of me that no human has ever made, in my view and in my experience, I should say. It was a sound that was not of this world that came through my body multiple times, and it just happened again a couple days ago when I got here to Mount Shasta, where I'm recording this from. It was so powerful, but this time it really woke something up in me that cannot be shut down. And it is this awareness that it is time to step up. It's time to fully bring in the divine self and merge that with the human self so that we can unleash, a love that this planet has never seen before. And many of us came here to do that, but we forgot. We forgot who we were. We forgot that we are so much greater than our human selves, that we are divine, that not just we're a part of God, because that's something that we say, or I heard growing up in Christianity, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within you. But nobody, I didn't know anyone at the time that was truly activating that. Who was living that? Who was embodying that? And so the view was that Jesus was the one that could do that, when he himself said that you will do greater things than these. He said it. And if you look at the text, if you really dig in and set aside religion, set aside your viewpoints and what you grew up with and everything that you believe, and just to look with new eyes at some of the ancient texts, that the books that were deleted from the Bible, that were removed, Why were they removed? If you look at the content, don't just say, oh no, you know, only the books that remain are the ones that were supposed to be there. Take off those blinders and look at it. And actually, if you look at the material, it's all about your potential, your individual potential, and the things that Yeshua taught to his disciples and those who were closest to him were about awakening that part in yourself. I remember when I went into the upper room, and when I went to many places in Israel, just connecting with that energy and sitting in the caves in Qumran where the Essenes lived and where Yeshua taught, and or before he taught, where he learned these practices and techniques to connect with that part of ourselves, to remember the cosmos that lives within us. It is truly powerful, and he was an example of what we can be and what we can unleash within ourselves. And I don't just say that as a concept or an idea, and that's the part, bringing it back to the fear and why I didn't want to come out fully with all that is occurring right now. It was because this fear that people would crucify me, you know, maybe not literally, you know, but virtually, as we do these days, shaming and ridiculing people who have these ideas, you know, saying that it's of Satan, and oh, she's been taken over by the devil, you know, she needs Jesus. No, I have Jesus and many other beings and teachers that were way showers of this truth, and they live within me as they live within you. And I can't allow the fear of what others may think block me from reaching those who are ready to receive and ready to awaken that potential within them. So if you have been feeling like there's more, like maybe you are Christian and you sit in church and you feel the Spirit moving through you. This was me. I would feel it. I mean, I would have tears that I wouldn't know where they came from. Like, I wasn't necessarily sad, but it was just soul tears, like flowing when in service, and I would feel something surrounding me, and it was just so comforting, the comforter. But then I didn't know what to do with that, or nobody could really say what next. It's like, oh yeah, she's feeling the Spirit. That's all that is. But okay, what do I do with that? How do I continuously feel that and allow that to bring more love, more peace, more joy into my life so that I can then spread that to others? How do I commune with that presence and so that I can strengthen that power within me? What do I do? What are some daily practices that I can implement? That's what the Christian church was not able to support me in. And I'm not saying it's not possible, because I have found churches that have been able to do that. I particularly like Unity Churches, which is Christian based, but also recognizes that that what Jesus was talking about was this power that we have within ourselves. So they utilize the Bible to teach, but also teach practices that can help you access that within you. So affirmative prayer and different meditation practices and whatnot that can support your journey. So I you know, certainly recommend that to anyone who's ready to go deeper. I also am moving into a deepening in my teaching work, and it's happening rapidly, and some things are starting to come through, things like light language, which you can Google, and there's lots of information about it. Some people compare it to speaking in tongues, but this is really languages that are from our stars of origin. So we are not, you know, from here. We are from the stars. We are made of stardust, as you've heard people say. And God, whatever you want to call it, whatever word works for you, the universe, the cosmos, the source, creator. I mean, there's so many words, and the one, we get caught up in the language, and my word is right and your word is wrong. And let's just pause and breathe and just allow ourselves to feel the presence that permeates all things. So there were languages that we spoke before coming here. Yes, we communicated telepathically, but there are star languages, and we are starting to reconnect with those and activate. As we speak them, it activates our soul's potential. And so even as we hear someone else speak it, it can activate that within us. It can activate our remembrance, and we start to, you know, have visions. We see things in dreams, we receive messages, we start seeing repetitive numbers, we start seeing the same word in multiple places, or we're watching TV and are saying something, you know, the same thing that somebody else mentioned, and it's just the synchronicity really starts to happen. And that is what we start to see when our soul's potential begins getting activated, reactivated. So light language is one thing that does this. It's not the only thing. Something else that I am working with is sound. And there are particular sounds that are moving through me, and they are healing tones that support our resonance with the greater part of ourselves. So there are actual frequencies. So when you think of the radio and you tune in to a certain frequency, that's when you get a particular station. Well, we've been on a lower frequency, so we've only been able to see and hear the human stuff, the, you know, what we can see with our physical eyes, what we can touch with our hands. Well, now we're able to shift and raise that vibration. As you hear people say that, sometimes it doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, that's that woo-woo stuff, that's that new age, you know, whatever. I don't connect with that. Well, to make it simpler, we can turn up the dial on the radio and it will take it to a higher frequency station, which tunes into the angelic realms, the all of our guides, our angels. So many people do believe in that. They believe that when their loved ones pass on, that they are in heaven, as we call it, and that they can still communicate with them and receive messages, and that we have angels that are assigned to us and that are with us always. Well, are we able to clearly hear that communication? We have to turn up the dial in order to connect with that frequency. Otherwise, we won't even hear it. You'll go through your life and you'll be one of those people that believes that all of this stuff is woo-woo stuff. And so anybody who's out there talking about hearing angels or seeing, you know, beings is lying, or they're crazy, they're schizophrenic. So you'll believe that if you haven't experienced it. And so my goal in my work, whether it's through sound, whether it's through light language, whether it's through the meditative practices that I teach, whether it's through getting away on a retreat and allowing yourself to connect, I wish for every individual to connect with that greater part of themselves. And I don't want you to learn about it. I don't want to give you a bunch of words to read and, you know, thousands of pages to look at before you can connect with the energy. I want to get you there. And now the frequency is such that you can access it so much quicker than you could in the past. You know, many people, it took years and years. I was talking with a guide yesterday, and she was talking about, you know, it took, you know, 40 years or for people to develop as a yogi in certain traditions. And you know, many, many years and many practices and hours in meditation before you could see. And now the frequency is such that that we can access it a lot quicker. And it is time in this age, you know, since 12-12-12, which I talked about in my book, but I haven't talked about as openly in audio and in video, and I will do that more. But I had a powerful awakening then, and at the time I didn't know that there was this cosmic awakening happening, that it was a trigger point for many, and that it was set before we came to Earth, before we came into this incarnation, that, you know, this would be a time when we awaken to our divine potential so that we can bring more love and peace to the planet and support others in remembering their divinity. So we are at a time like that. We are in that time now. And it is time for us to remember. It's time for us to activate that potential. And when we talk about learning our purpose, what is my purpose for this life? And how can I grow into doing what God would have me do? This is a prayer of many. We push forward in our daily jobs because we feel we have to. And that, but we feel this deeper calling, and we know it's a path of service. There's something that we want to do to help others, to heal the planet, to help the environment, to support animals, whatever our particular calling is. We feel it's calling us so deeply, but don't know how to make that connection. Well, part of it is our vibration has to match what that thing is that we're here to do. If your vibration doesn't match that, then it's not going to come to you. So you'll get ideas that are halfway there, or, you know, you'll get a glimpse of it. So you'll start something and you'll be like, I know this is it. You know, this is what I'm supposed to do. From stress to peace for me, you know, living in the light community. And that's what I'm supposed to do. And I'm supposed to teach people, you know, how to move from stress to peace. And I was just so sure that that was my mission. And that was part of it. But it was bigger than that, but I didn't match the vibration at the time. And there was so much fear there, of ridicule and pushback and all of that, that I wasn't able to connect to the greater part, which is this accessing the divine directly, experiencing it and supporting others and feeling it. So, through the practices that have been given to me and the practices that are awakening in me from ancient times, from times in Egypt in the temples, from times in Israel in the Essene community, from times long ago, reconnecting with my soul's memory of my times there and the gifts that I had at that time and bringing them back into now. And I'm not special. I'm not special. Everyone can do this. Everyone can tap into their divine potential. And that's what I want to support others in doing. So my prayer is that you have a session, you come on a retreat, you connect with me through a sound healing session or energy healing session. And then you start to connect on your own, that ideas start coming to you, that in your daily practice and in remembering or connecting with your ancient memories through practices that will be given to you through your session with me and through guidance from your angels that comes after that, you will more and more awaken that part in yourself and be in awe of what begins to move through you. So I wasn't sure what I was sharing. I just felt compelled to turn on the voice memo on my phone, and this is what came through. So I'm grateful for you listening this far. This is truly, it feels like a relaunch of living in the light and what that truly means and where this work is going. So I look forward to working with those who feel called to work with me. And I know that's not everyone. You know, that's the beauty of this, is that so many of us are awakening and have different ways and of teaching and different ways of supporting you on your journey. And you just, you know, when a teacher is right for you, when someone resonates with you. And that's how I've always connected with my teachers and continue to, because I'm continuously evolving. We all are. So I have not arrived. You never arrive. The cosmos is forever expanding. The universe is forever expanding and growing. New galaxies are emerging daily, thousands of them. So there's endless possibility in terms of our unfolding. And that's the beauty of this. So as I awaken to more and more, I'm like, wow, just when I thought I had arrived, you know, like when I wrote at the end of From Stress to Peace, and when I had this powerful awakening and was able to see beyond the veil, as I described in detail, I thought, you know, I've awakened, you know, this is enlightenment. And what I have seen beyond that and what I have experienced beyond that shows me that there's so much more. And I'm grateful and humbled at the wisdom and power of God, of the divine, of our source, the creator. And I am grateful to be a vessel to bring this teaching forth to humanity. So thank you for listening. I love you, and keep shining, and we will connect soon. Much love.